Welcome to Word Mission Church International Podcast. Now the Word with Paul Mensah Wood.
Deliverance in that name. Thank you, Father. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. We give you praise. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the name of Jesus Christ. This morning, talk to God and say, Lord, give me an encounter with your word. Oh, for we have not come into an ordinary gathering this morning. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22 downwards, we have come unto Mount Zion, unto the city of the living God. We have come to an innumerable company of angels. Oh, to the spirit of just men made perfect. Oh, to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant. To God, our Father, we have come to the blood of sprinkling that speaks better things than the blood of Abel. Say, Lord, give me an encounter with you this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, lift up your voice to the Lord. Talk to the Lord this morning. Oh, we are in a great company this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Thank you, Father. The Bible says that in Luke chapter 3, verse 21, everyone was being baptized. The difference with Jesus when he was being baptized is he was praying. And as he was praying, the heavens opened. Lord, may we be under an open heaven this morning. And then the voice of the Lord said, this is my son in whom I'm well pleased. Thank you, Lord. I receive words to speak. Let no one under the sound of my voice this morning leave the same. In the mighty name of Jesus, heal the sick, deliver the oppressed. Lord, continue to teach us your word about prayer. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Somebody say a loud amen this morning. 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 David said, I was glad when they said to me, let us go to the house of God. Rejoice and be glad that you are in his presence, and give him a shout of praise. Amen. Amen. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. My. I just get excited coming into God's presence. And I hope everyone had a blessed week. And thank you for coming out today as well. It's such a wonderful day. God is so good. God is so faithful. And good morning to everyone. The glory of God. Thank you, Lord. And this week we ran into one person. They're in a different religion. She was a lady, and the testimony was she gave her life to the Lord. Amen. And she said, pray for me because my husband needs to get with me on this, and he's not at home. So pray for me that his heart will be yielded to this new life and this gospel that I have received. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for that testimony. Glory be to the name of God. That is the work nearest the heart of God. And that is our heart, that people will be saved. And once they are saved, to come, if you're already saved also, to come to the knowledge of the truth and then to grow up to receive all that God has for us. And so we thank God for that. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. And all this month, we have been studying on the subject of prayer. Now, so much material on prayer, I could teach from prayer to now to the millennium. That is near to my heart as well. But I always pray and say, God, what do the people need? Would you have us to hear? And what direction would you have us to go? So for the first lesson, we looked at the reasons why we have to pray. Why do we have to pray? And we talked about so many important points, and we looked at the story of Peter in Acts chapter 12, where he was in prison and prayer was made without season for him by the church. And we talked about the fact that it's so important for us to pray, because the enemy wants to stop us in what we are trying to do or what the plan that God has for our lives. If they hadn't prayed, they had already killed James, and they proceeded to take Peter. But the church said, literally, enough is enough. We are not going to let you keep stealing from us. They went to pray without season. And as a result, God sent his angel and delivered, Peter from captivity. So important. We looked at Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 10, where the enemy talked about where the enemy of the people building the wall said, they will not see and know, so we can stop the work. And Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3 talks about the fact that, call unto me and I will show you great and mighty things that you do not know. So when you are not calling on God, when you are not maintaining a relationship with God, you don't know what is going on, and sooner or later, the enemy takes advantage of you. We talked about the fact that prayer facilitates the fulfillment. I'm just covering the high spots from the last 3 weeks. Prayer facilitates the fulfillment of prophecy. He told Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 18, that wage a good warfare with the prophecies that have gone ahead of you. And we learned that in Jeremiah 29 from verse 10 and downwards, God had talked about the fact that the children of Israel will be in captivity for 70 years in Babylon. When the 70 years came up, Daniel chapter 9, Daniel said, I understood by books that we were not supposed to remain in captivity. He set himself to pray, then to take that word to God and say, Lord, you said it. Now let your word come to pass. Let us be delivered from captivity according to your word. So important. And then we looked at the fact that God also told the children of Israel that the number of their days in sojourning in Israel, in Egypt, will be 400 years. But when they left Egypt, in Exodus chapter 12, the word said that they have spent 430 years in captivity. What is the difference? When in Exodus chapter 3, when they call on God, the Bible said that when their cry went up, God came down and delivered them. So prayer is so important. God has given us his promises. God has given us his word. But it's so important that we take his word in prayer and pray. And then the next week, we looked at steps to receive answers in prayer. And we talked about the fact that it's so important when we pray to receive answers. There are so many kinds of prayer. We looked at a number of them. There's the prayer of agreement. And there's the prayer where we are just fellowshipping with God. There's prayer where we are just worshiping God. There is united prayer. There's a prayer where we are just consecrating ourselves to God. And different prayers have different rules governing them. And so many times we mix the rules governing the different kinds of prayer. And it's like the illustration that we use is if you are playing a game of basketball and you try to apply the rules of American football to it, the players will get confused, the coach will get confused, everybody will get confused. So it's important that there are different kinds of prayer, and we know which ones what we are doing at every moment in time when we are praying. And then last week, we dug further on the need to pray. And it's so important to realize that as well, we looked at Jeremiah, the story of Jeremiah, where he was faced with death and he turned to God in prayer. So there are so many areas, there's so many angles we can look at, our authority in prayer. We can look again at the name of Jesus specifically. We'll look at it briefly here this morning. We can look at taking our place, knowing who we are. You see, the thing is, the failure of the Christian when it comes to prayer is the failure to realize who we are in Christ. When we realize who God has made us to be, then it makes all the difference in our prayer walk. So this morning, we'll endeavor to go a little step further. Let's go back to the key scriptures that we have been looking at in this season in Luke chapter 11, verse 1. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Luke chapter 11, verse 1. He says, now it came to pass as he was praying in a certain place when he sees that one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray as John also taught his disciples. So that's what we are talking about in this season. Lord, teach us to pray. Lord, teach us to pray. Lord, teach us to pray. But we also mentioned the fact that the way God teaches us is through his word. Through his word, he teaches us how to pray through his word. So the key, another key scripture that we've been looking at is John chapter 15, verse 7. And we looked at it last week as well. And we talked about the fact that when you start in chapter 1 and you look at it in context, chapter 1 all the way down, he's talking about fruit. And when he gets to verse 7, he's still on that subject. When he gets to verse 8, he's still on that subject. But notice what he says. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. By this my Father is glorified that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples. The fruit that he's talking about there, later on he talks about other fruit in terms of soul winning, and he talks about the other fruit that show up in the life of the Christian. But here he's talking about bearing prayer fruit. God wants us to bear fruit in prayer. God wants us to bear fruit in prayer. And here he tells you exactly how to get your prayers answered every time. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, my words abide in you. When you are praying, when his words abide in you, number one, you know what the will of God is, and the answer is in the word. When those words go out, God and his word are one. When that word is living in you, the word that abides in you is the word that is how you get it in there. You meditate on the word. You think on the word. You feed on it. Let it get into your heart. Let it live in you. And then when you are praying, you know what the will of God is and you are assured of an answer. Thank you, Lord. He didn't say you will ask and maybe you will receive. No. Maybe it may not happen. He's saying that if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. Thank you, Lord. Notice again, when we looked at Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, I'm just bringing us up to speed, and then we'll go on. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, we talked about the fact that he says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. 14. Stand therefore, having gathered your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith with which you'll be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. What is the next word? Praying. The goal of the armor is so you can pray. The goal for giving us this armor is so we can enter into the prayer life. So important to realize that. Don't enter into that place of prayer without your armor, he's saying. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. Praying always with all prayer. You see, get when you put on the armor, then you are ready to pray. The Greek literally says, with all manner and all kinds of prayer. So there are different kinds of prayer. And it's so important for us to realize that. We are wrestling, but we are wrestling from a standpoint of victory when it comes to prayer. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's move a little step further here and turn our Bibles to James chapter 5, verse 16. James chapter 5, verse 16. Thank you, Lord. James chapter 5, verse 16. He says, confess your trespass to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed earnestly that it would not rain. And it did not rain on the land for 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth produced its fruit. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. The Amplified literally says, makes tremendous power available. Makes tremendous power available. Makes tremendous power available. You see, when it comes to prayer, you have to realize also that in the New Testament, Hebrews chapter 8, verse 6, talks about the fact that we have a better covenant established on better promises. Prayer under the Old Covenant or under the Old Testament, there was a bit of a struggle there. But in the New Testament, we have a better prayer covenant. But looking at Elijah here, he says, Elijah was a man just like us. He prayed that it shouldn't rain, and it didn't rain. And then he prayed again that it should rain, and rain came. But who was Elijah? One of the keys to having a successful prayer life is to seek the kingdom of God first, because you realize that when Jesus gave us that model prayer, there are lessons that we can learn in the end as well. The first thing he says, when you pray, say, "Our Father who is in heaven." You start with worship. We'll look at that here later. And then you praise the name of the Lord. The next thing that he says is, "Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Notice what was said about Elijah in 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 9 to 10. Thank you, Lord Jesus. 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 9 to 10. Thank you, Lord. He says, and there he went into a cave and spent the night in that place. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him. And he said, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" So he said, "I have been very zealous for the Lord of hosts, for the children of Israel have forsaken your covenant, torn down your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword. I alone am left, and they seek to take my life." Notice the phrase, "I have been zealous for the Lord of hosts." I have been zealous for the Lord God of hosts. I have been zealous for the Lord God of hosts. In other words, I have a zeal for God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. This Elijah, again, you can see the human aspect of him. You wouldn't think of a righteous person. And so many times when we think of righteousness, we think of just right conduct. But this is the person here. We look at his prayer, the prayer that he prayed when he faced the prophets of Baal. But this is a person that is running away. He's gone into a cave just after calling down fire from heaven. And he's running away from Jezebel, a woman. He's going to hide and say, "Lord, take away my life." Oh, but the key here is, he says, he has been zealous for God. One of the keys to receiving answers to prayer is to have a heart for God, is to be zealous for God and his kingdom. So important, so important. So let's look at how he prayed in 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 38. There are some lessons there that we can learn from him. Thank you, Lord. 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 36. Thank you, Lord. It says, and it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near and said, "Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known this day that you are God in Israel, and I am your servant, and that I have done all these things at your word. Hear me, O Lord. Hear me, that this people may know that you are the Lord God, and that you have turned their hearts back to you again." Thank you, Lord Jesus. This prayer, and then he continues, then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stones and the dust, and it licked up the water that was in the trench. This prayer lasted less than 5 minutes. And we talked about this in previous lessons as well. Sometimes, you have to pray as short as this. Sometimes, like we saw Jesus, before he chose his disciples, he prayed very long all night. Then he chose his disciples. But this prayer lasted less than 5 minutes, and he got results. I like to get results in prayer. This is a good one to study. Notice what he says. He says that, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. He's facing all these false prophets. He said, first he told them that you gather your sacrifice. You call on your God. You call on your God, and the God that answers by fire, let him be God. The God that answers by fire, let him be God. The God that answers by fire, let him be God. Oh, they called on their God for so many hours, but their God didn't show up. And he started mocking them. He said, maybe your God has traveled. Wait for him to come back from traveling. Maybe he's asleep. He prayed so he can wake him up. That God, their God, did not answer. When he got to the tent of Elijah, he said, pour water on. Make this more difficult. Oh, because I know the God that I serve. When he said, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, that is significant, because the God Abraham, when we look at the life of Abraham, he was the symbol of the promise of God. He was the symbol of the blessing of God. In other words, you are the God that helped Abraham in his journey down here. When you look at Isaac, he's talking about the son of promise. Isaac means laughter. The God who can turn all our sorrow to laughter. When he goes to Israel, previously, that was the name, he was named Jacob, which meant deceiver. In other words, he's saying that you are the God who can turn and change destinies. Oh, that is so important for us to remember. He's recalling, he's bringing to mind the things that God has done in the past. Oh, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. In the Old Testament, they prayed in the name of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. In the New Testament, we have a better covenant established on better promises. We have the name of Jesus Christ, that name that is above every name, to use in prayer. I will get to that later. But here, he called on the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Israel. The God who can turn lies around. The God who can make the impossible possible. The God who can take somebody. Oh, he may be a nobody, but he can take that life and turn it around completely. The Lord who keeps covenant, the faithful God, the God who answers prayer. He is remembering all these things. The God who can change names, no matter what your name may have been in the past, no matter what your identity may have been in the past. We serve a God who can change and turn your name, your identity, and turn it around. Glory be to the name of the Lord. You see, but the thing also is, he worshiped God first. That is a principle that we must realize in prayer. When we come to God, we are worshiping him. We are telling him who he is. We are telling him what we can do. We are telling him, oh, who he is to us. It's so important that in the life of prayer, we recognize the greatness of God. We recognize who God is. No matter what we are faced with, we lift up our voice and we say, Lord, you are stronger than the strongest. Lord, you are higher than the highest. Lord, you are wiser than the most wisest person on earth. I worship you. I recognize your greatness. I recognize your power. I recognize your ability. I recognize that there is none like you. And I can say throughout the whole universe, I will not find a God and a Father like you.
worship the Father. Jesus said, hallowed Father, hallowed be your name. Worship the Father.
There was a leper that came to Jesus in Matthew chapter 8. He came looking for something, but he started his encounter with Jesus with worship as well. He says, when he had come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him, and behold, a leper came and worshiped him, saying, Lord, if you are willing, make me clean. Notice when he got there, the first thing he did was worship the Father. Worship Jesus in this case.
Our prayer must always begin with worship and adoration. You may have a need. In this case, for this person, their need was leprosy. And for Elijah, he needed fire to come down desperately. If fire doesn't come down, all these prophets are going to run him over, and that will be his last day. Oh, but notice that he didn't start with the problem first. He started by recounting the greatness of God, by talking about who God is. Sometimes you may have a need. You may have a situation going on. The moment that you begin to worship God, the moment that you begin to talk about his greatness, all those mountains, all those impossible circumstances before you, they will begin to look, that God. Then when you compare that with who God is, it will look insignificant. In the mighty name of Jesus, this morning, I don't know what you are faced with. This morning, I don't know what you are confronted with. Oh, but you can lift up your voice and worship the Father. As a matter of fact, let's just raise up our hands and worship him for a few minutes here. Oh, tell him who he is. Give him praise and glory this morning. Tell him that he is your Father. Tell him that there is none like our God. There is none that can be compared with him. From everlasting to everlasting, he is the same. Oh, he is our Lord God. He is the God Almighty. He is the El Shaddai God. He is the one that can make the impossible possible. Lord, we worship you and we give you praise and glory. We thank you, oh Lord, for what you have done in the past. We worship you for who you are. Oh, you are the highest of the highest. You are the most high God. You are above every circumstance. You are above all. Your name is powerful. Your name is high. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Thank you, Father. He is the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and Israel. Another key here that we see here is, he said, let it be known this day that you are God in Israel and I am your servant. In other words, God, prove yourself. God, show yourself. Let it be known that you are a God that is above all these other gods. Let it be known that you are the God most high. Let it be known that I am your servant. In our day, we will say, let it be known that I am your child. God loves to prove and show himself mighty. When we call on the name of the Lord, oh, he loves to show himself mighty on our behalf. Oh, sometimes this leprous man came to Jesus and he worshiped Jesus. Elijah worshiped the Lord and he said, Lord, show yourself. Oh, that is a good prayer to pray. When you are confronted with sickness or disease, when you are confronted with failure, when you are confronted with circumstances, oh, say, Lord, show yourself that you are greater than any circumstance, that you are greater than any disease. You are greater than whatever I'm faced with. Let it be known that you are my God.
this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Psalm 115 verse 2 says that, oh, why should the Gentiles say, where is their God? Sometimes things stare at you in the face, and so to speak, they are questioning you that where is your God? But as you begin to call on the name of the Lord, God will prove himself mighty on your behalf. Oh, people may look at your life, they may look at what you are going through and question and say, where is your God? You can get to that point and you say, God, show yourself on my behalf. Let it be known that you are my Father. Let it be known that you are my God. Let it be known that you never change. Let it be known that you are still the same yesterday, today, and forever. I pray this morning in the mighty name of Jesus, may God show himself strong on your behalf. Glory be to the name of the Lord. That you will testify and say, my God is bigger. My God is greater. Thank you, Lord Jesus. When our first child was born, and the doctor said we couldn't have any more kids. It looked dark and bleak. What he said was impossible. Oh, but we knew our God. We went to him. Oh, and we cried out to the Lord God. We said in the Old Testament, you see, we had that word, about, we took time to get that word in us. In us, he told the children of Israel under the Old Covenant that when you serve the Lord your God, he will bless your bread and your butter, and none will be barren amongst you, not even your cattle. And we are living in a new covenant. Our covenant is better than the old. How come? Even if their cattle under a covenant which was not as good as ours were not supposed to be buried, then it cannot be in our day. That word got in us and it bypassed and it became bigger than what the doctor has said. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And to the glory of God, we have two more children. They are all alive and kicking and well. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Nothing is impossible with God. By then, one time we were praying with somebody, and they had been trying to have children. Because we had crossed that barrier, we gave that same scripture to that person. And the word went into them, and they saw it right there. And we agreed with them. They had tried several times. Every time they get pregnant, they miscarry. Every time they get pregnant, they miscarry. We said, no, in the Old Testament, even their cattle were not, it was not supposed to happen to them like that. Oh, the entrance of his word brings light. As soon as the light of God's word came, in the process of time, she had children when previously she had not been able to the glory of God. Hallelujah. Nothing is impossible with God. No circumstance is impossible with God. I can tell you by experience and by the word of God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, show yourself. Let it be known that I am your child. Let it be known that you are my Father. Let me be known that you are my God. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let it be known in this circumstance that you are my God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I decree this morning, by the word of the Lord, whatever may seem impossible in your life, may God prove himself strong in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory be to the name of the Lord. My. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, my. Thank you, Father. God is so good. God is so good. Show me that you are the God Almighty. Thank you, Lord. You see, so many times, whatever we are faced with, the key is to recognize the greatness of our God. The greatness of our God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. There are so many instances in the Bible. But one of the things that one thing that he also said is, hear me. Let's say, he said that I'm your servant and that I've done all these things at your word. Hear me, O Lord. Hear me that these people may know that you are the Lord God and that you have turned their hearts back to you again. Back to you again. Let it be known that you are God. Let it be known that you are God. That is a key component when it comes to the life of prayer. Notice what Jesus said in John chapter 11, verse 41. Thank you, Lord. John chapter 11, verse 41. John chapter 11, verse 41. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. There are some key principles in here that we need to see. He says, then they took away the stone from the place where the dead man was lying. This was Lazarus, when Lazarus was dead. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. That you have heard me. And I know that you always hear me, but because of the people who are standing by, I said this, that they may believe that you sent me. Lazarus had been dead and in the grave for 4 days. When Jesus got there, the disciples were concerned. He said, by this time, his body has started to decay. By this time, he started stinking. Jesus got on the scene and said, if you believe, you will see the glory of God. He had already talked to the Father about Lazarus. But notice the prayer that he prayed later on when he got to the tomb. He's coming again. He says, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I know that you always hear me, but because of the people, notice this is a similar statement that Elijah was making. Because of the people who are standing by, I said this, that what will happen? That they may believe. 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 And they may believe. And they may believe. That they may believe. Glory be to the name of the Lord. That you sent me. I know that I am sent from God. I have already talked to you about this. I know that I already have the answer. But I'm saying this that these people may know. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That they may know that I am sent of God. That people may see that I serve a God. Lord, this situation in my life, it may look impossible. It may look very bad, very stinking, decaying situation. But prove yourself that I am your child. And that I don't serve a dead God, but I serve a living God. He's the same yesterday. He's the same today. He will be the same forever. He never changes. He is still the same God. He is the I am that I am. No matter the circumstance that look really, really bad, that look really, I mean, it's terrible. In the mighty name of Jesus, I speak life into that circumstance. I speak life into that situation. In the mighty name of Jesus, as you call on God, as you call on God, oh, he will hear your cry. He will hear your prayer and he will answer. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory be to the name of the Lord. My. Notice what Jesus said. Jesus said, I know that you always hear me. God always hears Jesus, is what he's saying. And in the New Testament, I talk about the fact that we pray in the name of Jesus. Before Jesus, this was even before Jesus Christ left. Notice this verse in John chapter 16, verse 23. John chapter 16, verse 23. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. This will help us build our faith in the name. He says, and in that day, you will ask me nothing. Talking about the day that we live in. Most assuredly, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Until now, you have asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you will receive, that your joy may be full. This Jesus is not playing games here. He's not telling us a lie. He's telling us truth. Notice he's giving us a blank check on the resources of heaven. Sometimes I've had to give someone a blank check, and every time I'll put the amount of money that I want them to cash out of there, and then so they don't put any amount in there. But this is Jesus giving us a blank check on the resources of heaven and saying, you fill it in. But what is the value of the name? What is the value of the name? If you met someone who didn't have anything and they said they were good, you could use their name to do something. If their name is no good, you wouldn't even try. What is the value of the name? Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14. When we realize the value of the name, then it will mean much to us when we pray. Elijah prayed in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. We pray in the name of Jesus. Notice the prayer that he prayed for the Ephesians. For this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he will grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according, notice, to the power that works in us. But what is this power? What is this name? He previously has said in Ephesians chapter 1, he had prayed another prayer, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 16. Mama, are you ready for this? He says, do not cease. This is praying. I do not cease. Ephesians 1:16. I do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. This is a prayer you can continually pray for yourself as well. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Notice, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion. Notice the phrase, and every name that is named. Not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. And he put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. He wants their eyes to be open to see the exceeding greatness of God's power that was exercised in the raising up of Jesus Christ. And then he wants them to have a revelation. That there is a name that is above every other name. the authority and the power in the name of Jesus Christ is above every name. That was the same power that was exercised when God raised Christ Jesus from the dead. That authority that Adam lost in the beginning has now been placed in that name. And that name is available for us to use in prayer. It's available for us to use in our dealing with the enemy, even down here. Notice Mark chapter 16, verse 15, he says, and he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved. And he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name, in my name, in my name, in my name, what will happen? They will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take out serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. All this in my name. That name is above the power of the enemy. That name is above cancer. That name is above every disease. That name is above every name that may be named. Whatever you may be faced with has a name. That name is above. That name is above. That name is above every name. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. My. His name is above. Oh, so when that name goes up to heaven, Jesus said, thank you, Father, that you hear me always. When you pray in that name, that prayer passes from your hands. It now goes in the hands of Jesus. Jesus presents it to the Father. It's almost like Jesus was praying, and we know that he said that he hears me always. That prayer is guaranteed to receive an answer. When you realize that, that will be the end of your prayer failure. In the mighty name of Jesus, the last battle you lost in prayer, may that be the last battle that you will ever lose. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. That name is above every other name. Oh, glory, 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 glory. So in Philippians, when he was writing to the Philippian church, in Philippians chapter 2, verse 5, he says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of man and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even to the death of the cross. Therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name, the name, the name which is above every name. He sent something similar to what he said to the Ephesians. That at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, of those in heaven, of those on earth, and of those under the earth. And every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, this morning you will take that name and go to God. And as you pray and call on the name of the Lord, the Bible says, whoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. That name is above every name. That name is above whatever you have to deal with. That name is above every other name. Oh, we must develop our faith and our confidence in that name. We must develop and be bold in that name.
Elijah knew the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. We know the name of Jesus, and we have come to recognize that that name is above. That name is above all. Recognize that that name is above all. That name is above all. That name is above all. There is nothing that can stand against the name of Jesus Christ. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Let that mind be in you. Walk with that consciousness. That the name of our Lord and of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. To get results, we must be bold in prayer. We must be bold. You see, the name can be used in prayer, and then you can use it well to exercise your authority. But when we use that name, either way, we must do it boldly and confidently. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16 talks about the fact that come boldly to the throne room of grace. Come boldly to the throne room of grace that you may find grace and mercy to help in the time of need. To get results in prayer, we must be bold. We must be bold. In Acts chapter 3, there was a lame man at the beautiful gate. There was nothing beautiful about his life. He has been sitting there for a very long time. Day after day, they laid him there. So many times, so to speak, in life, we sit, and there may be nothing beautiful about our life. But one day, think about it. They carried him daily. Jesus had gone into that temple several times. But one day when Peter and John got there, the Bible says that this man began to look at them expecting to receive something of them. You see, to get results in prayer as well, when we pray, we must expect. Without expectation, our prayer, we end up in frustration. But when we expect, he had been sitting at that daily gate for a very long time. Jesus had even passed him by, probably going into the temple, and he was sitting there. But one day, he changed. Something happened to that man. He began to expect. And when Peter and John met that man, they said, silver and gold we do not have none, but we have something. What did they know they had? They knew they had the name. They knew they had the name. They knew they had the name. In the name of Jesus Christ, rise up and walk. And the person who was sitting at that beautiful gate with nothing to show for his life, with nothing beautiful about his life, that day his life changed forever. This morning, in the mighty name of Jesus, anything that in your life that doesn't reflect the excellency of our God, that doesn't reflect our Christ, that doesn't reflect Christ, that doesn't reflect God, in the mighty name of Jesus, as we call on the name of the Lord, may God step in and turn it around. If you believe that, say amen this morning. Later on in the account, when they were being persecuted, he said, it is not by our own power. Sometimes in prayer, we think we have to do it ourselves. It is not by our own power or might that this person has been made whole, but it is faith in the name that has made this man strong. Who we see standing here. My prayer is, that we will recognize who our God is. We will recognize what he has done for us. He is the helper of the helpless. He is a God who answers prayer. As we faithfully serve him, as we faithfully seek his kingdom first, as we faithfully sit under these mighty truths, we'll begin to see results in our prayer life. I am ready to pray this morning. Who is ready to pray? Who is ready to call on the name of the Lord? Call on him, expecting. The Bible says that the expectation of the righteous will not be cut off. Blessed is he who expects nothing, for he will receive nothing. If you don't expect anything, don't worry. But if you are expecting something from God and you are in expectation, let's rise up to our feet and we'll begin to call on the name of the Lord. Elijah worshiped God. Elijah recognized and said, God, do this in my life to prove yourself that you are my God. I don't know what you are faced with. So long as, there are people unsaved in the earth, we must continue to pray for the lost.
We must continue to seek his kingdom in that direction. We must continue to seek what he wants to do in our life. But this morning, lift up your voice and call on God. Anything on your heart that you want to talk about. Sometimes the enemies that face you, they look at you in the face and they say, you cannot overcome me. Oh, but this morning, talk to God. He says, whatever you ask in my name, my Father will do it, that my name may be glorified, that the Father may be glorified, that your joy may be full, whatever may be stealing your joy. Oh God, come from this standpoint. God wants to earnestly answer your prayer. He's a prayer answering God. He's not withholding from you. He wants to answer your prayer in your family, in your health, in that business, in every area of your life. God wants to show himself strong. God wants to show himself mighty. Lift up your voice. Let God hear your voice this morning. Talk to him. 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 Worship him. If he has done it before, he will do it again. If he has done it before, he will do it again. I am your child, Lord. You paid an awesome price for my life. You are the one that has made me righteous. Oh, the effective fervent prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available. Make tremendous power available on your behalf this morning. Lord, step into the circumstance of my life and turn it around. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. That family situation will be resolved. That sickness will leave your body. Anything disturbing your peace, God will take it away this morning. Lift up your voice to the Lord. 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 His presence is here this morning. His presence is here. If you can pray in the Spirit, pray in the Spirit. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lift up your voice. He that speaks in an unknown tongue speaks mysteries to God. Lift up your voice. He speaks divine secrets to God. God will hear your cry. And as you pray, believe that you receive. He will hear your prayer this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus. Something is happening this morning. 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 Oh, this attend to you for a testimony. Something is happening this morning. Something is happening this morning. Something is happening this morning. Lift up your voice to your Father. He longs to hear your voice. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. That name that is above every other name. That name that is above every other name. Oh, the impossible is becoming possible. Lift up your voice. He said, open your mouth wide and I will fill it. Open your mouth wide and I will fill it. Open your mouth wide and I will fill it. Open your mouth wide and I will fill it. Open your mouth wide and I will fill it. Yes, God. Thank you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. 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 In the name of Jesus. Something is happening. Something is happening. Something is happening. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Call on the name of the Lord. Whoever shall call on the name of the Lord will be saved. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Yes, Lord. Glory, Lord, show yourself mighty on behalf of your people this morning. Show yourself mighty on behalf of your people this morning. Show yourself mighty on behalf of your people. In the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, 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 yes. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lift up your voice to God. You lift up your voice to God. I curse that disease. I command it to wither and to die and to leave your body now. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are free.
You are free. You are free. I decree and declare your liberty. Receive your liberty. Receive your freedom. In the mighty name of Jesus. Mama, 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 mama. Glory be to the name of the Lord. My Lord and my God. Yeah, thank you, Lord. 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 Jesus said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. Someone lift up your voice this morning and thank God for the answer. If you believe you received it, thank him for the answer. Thank him for the answer. Thank him for the answer. Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I have prayed in his name. I thank you that you have heard me. 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 Glory be to the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that you have heard us this morning. Nothing is impossible with our God. Nothing is impossible with you. This morning, it may seem impossible, but God is saying to you, trust me, nothing is impossible with me. Nothing is impossible with me. Nothing is impossible with me. In the mighty name of Jesus. A testimony will be to your glory. A testimony will be to your glory. The testimony will be to your glory. The God who calls those things that be not as though they were, and they become. The God who quickens the dead. In the mighty name of Jesus, I speak his life into any death circumstance in your life that is supposed to be alive. In the mighty name of Jesus, receive his life now. In the name of Jesus. Receive his life now. In the name of Jesus. Receive his life now in that death circumstance. In Jesus' mighty name. When he walks into the room, the dead are raised. Receive his life in every area of your life this morning. In the name of Jesus Christ. Yasosobah, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, this one will turn to you for a testimony. This one will turn to you for a testimony. In the mighty name of Jesus. And it will all be for his glory. It will all be for his glory. It will all be for his glory. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Let's raise up our hands to him this morning. Thank you, Father. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you. May he cause his face to shine on you. May your life not be the same after this morning, but may your life begin to reflect the God that you serve. In the mighty name of Jesus, may your life be a witness to somebody else. May your life be a witness. May somebody look at you this week and say, I see the glory of God all over your life. I will follow you to serve your God. I see what God has done in your life. Oh, I will follow you to serve your God. Your best days are here. 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 In Jesus' mighty name. Lord, we give you praise. We give you glory. We thank you for our gathering together this morning. Thank you for speaking to us. Thank you for ministering to us. Thank you for what you have done. In Jesus' mighty name, somebody say amen. Say aloud, amen. Say aloud, amen. Be in expectation this week. God will wow you. Be in expectation all this month. We're practicing this week at home. My Pastor Paula called. She was out, and she said she couldn't find her keys. And she had looked, wherever she could look. And we said, let's pray. We were praying, and when she called, we said, we'll keep praying for you. And she said, we left her out there. It was late at night. But we prayed that God help her find the keys. Just in a few seconds, she called. And she said, I found the keys. Praise God. And before, when the call was coming in, the kid said, she's found the keys. Everyone, we were all expected. She said, I looked in that same place. But when we pray, after we prayed, I looked in the bag again, and the key was there. But we were all expected. We were all expected. One of us testified recently. He said, thank you for the season of fasting and prayer. There were three things. I prayed, and God has answered all of them for me. Be in expectation. We don't serve a dead God. We serve a living God.
We trust this podcast was a blessing. Subscribe for more messages like these. If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, we would love to hear from you. Email us at info@wordmissionchurchinternational.org. We will love to equip you in daily walk, so sign up for daily devotionals and encouragement at www.wordmissionchurchinternational.org. You may reach us at 719-235-5535 or write us at P.O. Box 15883, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80935.